Well, I think the dream is to get to a point where producers around the country forget what WOTUS is, right, and get back to being able to regulate those decisions on their properties for themselves. But this is really the zombie issue that never goes away. The federal government's ability to extend their authority over those different, you know, kinds of wetlands and water bodies and non-water bodies, you know, and dry washes around the country, and where that line is. You know, we've seen now three or four iterations of this. The Biden administration is the latest administration to try to tackle this issue. And they're taking what they're calling a two-stage approach. They're going to do a rule to repeal the Trump rule, the Navigable Waters Protection Rule, which we like, and replace it with the 1986 version of WOTUS guidance plus some updates. And then they're promising a second rule after that. You know, it's coming any day, just trust us, that's going to clean all this up and make it work into the future. That is a very concerning structure to us, particularly because in that proposed first round, they strip out a lot of the agricultural exclusions, the few agricultural exclusions that have been in that rule in the past. So it could potentially open us up to more exposure than even in past versions, which is really concerning to us. So we really ask producers to get out and voice their opinions on that. There's been an open public process for producers to get on the record. We've had a letter circulating. We're going to really need to keep the pressure up on that to get a rule out of this administration that we can live with. We're never going to be happy with it, but it's something we can live with.
You brought up something rather interesting. Of course, we all know during the Obama administration, it was just tough to work with anybody. Mm-hmm. Obviously, when the Trump administration took over, it was a whole different ballgame for you. But how's this administration been for you?
You know, they're viewing cattle production very differently than past Democratic administrations. They view us as a conservation benefit. They see the potential in rural America, the value of the cattle industry to those rural communities. They're working with us rather than against us, by and large. And we just talked about WOTUS, so transitioning to this. But WOTUS really is more of a standout than the norm, which is new, right? We had really good dialogue with guys like Robert Bonney that are leading climate policy for the administration. Robert Bonney's been in two administrations at USDA. He genuinely believes in the power of grazing and the power of cattle production as a conservation use. That is a tremendous difference from where we've been in the past. And we're getting that message out to consumers in a different way. And we need that story coming from people other than people who raise cattle for a living. So that's really where a lot of our focus is right now, is building on that goodwill, building on that image with the administration, looking for ways to work together, but keeping it voluntary, right? Ways to work that incentivize producers to do the things that they're doing rather than penalize them or regulate them into doing those things. That's a much different set of circumstances than we've seen in the past. We really want to encourage that.
Ethan, I guess kind of want to close with this. No matter where you're at, here in the Southeast, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, if you're in California, wherever you are, how important is it for each individual cattle producer on all these topics we talked about and the many others you're doing, they talk with their legislators about these things?
That is pivotal. There's a lot we can do in Washington, but at the end of the day, those members of Congress want to hear from their constituents, right? Every member of Congress we talk to says, I understand what you're saying, but what are my guys saying back home? And that is the key to this thing. As we say it in Washington, it's got to be echoed on the ground. Those producers have got to be hitting them with the same message every time they see them so that those members of Congress don't hear anything other than what they need to hear, right? Which is, this is what producers need to be successful. So working together, coordinating that message, and making sure we're all on the same page about where we're going and what we need, that's vital to getting this industry moved forward.